This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yup! Happy Thursday. Happy hour. All that flyness, man. How y'all feel? Hope everybody's well. Thanks for tapping in once again. You are always appreciated. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, tell a friend if you haven't already. And if you did, double up for me. I'd appreciate it, man. Got another great one tonight. For the people that regularly tap in, I'm sure you've seen this face before a little bit ago. Yeah. But my guy, Jaime Ford is in the building, man. How you feeling, bro?
What's up, Brody? How you, man?
I'm good, man. Glad to have you back, man.
Appreciate it, man. Oh, yeah, my fault.
No, you good.
What's up, though? How y'all doing, man? What's up? What's going on? Haim Skillet Bomb did it. The Haimster. You feel me? Haimy, don't forget the Ford.
That part.
And all of that.
I mean, last time I had Haimy up here, he got so roasted, he fell into the background.
Yep. Way too wasted. You feel me? I just played the background, let Charlie do all the talking.
Shout out to Chiz, man.
So, shout out Charlie.
How you feel, man? You good?
I'm good, bro. How you?
Life is good?
Life is good, man. Life is good. I mean, working. Working on new music, you know what I'm saying? Pushing this album or pushing forward towards it, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like a race to December right now.
So now, last time we kicked it, one of the last times, we shot a hell of a visual together, man.
Yeah, I'm
What's
a dog.
What's the name of the... I'm a dog, right?
I'm a dog.
I'm a dog. And the dog was in the video, but the dog was in the video, man.
You feel me? Yeah, that was a good joint.
And I met a few cool people shooting that joint. You had some good folks there.
I appreciate you for being in that joint.
Oh, no, I appreciate the opportunity, man. You know, we had took a couple stabs at it, but we got it together.
I was about to say, my dad, about the first joint, you feel me? Like, everything be a learning,
curve. You learn everything. And I've been there before. Trust me, I've been there before.
But that was a good thing that I didn't rush it, because it wouldn't have came out that way.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't have came out the way I wanted it.
Dope.
Because, you know, on improvising, they was like, yeah, use the shorty.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
we just going to do this a different day. You feel me? I wasn't seeing the vision clear enough like how they was seeing it, so.
Right.
Everything happens for a reason, man.
What was the reception to that? What was the response to that? Of your folks and the fans.
The female audience. I mean, some of them liked it. They thought it was cute and funny, you know. Some of them just really think that my music is very vulgar.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, and I'm very, like, you know, it sounds kind of womanizing.
You
about
to make
bit.
A love song. You about to make a pink cookies in a plastic bag.
Well, that's why I came out with Without You. You know what I'm saying? Featuring P&B Chiz. Mm-hmm, I dropped that this year. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to give them a different feel. Yeah, man. I've always had balance, but I think that when I came out the gates, I just came out like super anti-thot hero. I just was on some, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to save the day, because the way that I feel, way that I still feel, like all of the female music, all of the male music, it's offensive towards women. You feel me? Like, the women are talking about sex, drugs, and money, scheming on guys or whatever the case may be. Hell, even the guys is, like, you listening to Baby or anybody, they all doing the same thing. They all promoting it.
Speaking of promoting. This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, and actually has a holiday sale going on right now. Black owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jewel. Sipping with Sammy approves. Shout out to our sponsor, Rich Jewels. You know what I'm saying? Came through. If you saw the live, laced me with the first set of my new collection of Rich Jewels.
Hey.
Shout out to Rich Jewels. Back to Jaime Ford, though.
Uh-huh.
So how was the reception to the joint with you and Chiz? Did you achieve balance in their minds? Or was they like, I'm not listening to you no more?
Nah, they did though. It was, the balance thing worked. You know what I'm saying? I definitely gotta show them the Drake side or the softer side, get a little bit more talented. Yeah, and it's there.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's there. But again, when I was doing the the proper instructing, motivating people. Everything I do has a meaning why. I'm just not out here calling bitches thoughts for no reason. And I don't think all women is bitches or all women is thoughts.
And I don't think, I think we've always said that in hip hop.
Absolutely. But if you continue to do it and you don't have balance, then
it becomes kind of crazy.
It comes like you're a womanizer. You don't even like women, bro. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to balance it out. I just was speaking to a certain
demographic. Certain group,
exactly. Which I think is larger now in this day and age.
They're more open.
Exactly.
They're more open.
Excelling videos. It
don't have to be the Greek no more for you to see them shaking ass.
It's Freak Meek everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the internet. Everywhere. Every timeline or every social joint I be on is, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with my algorithm. It's all ass.
Bro, they going to baby showers naked. It's weird out there, man. You see in the pictures, you be like, so was this after the club? What time did y'all had a baby shower that she had to dress like that to come through? That's crazy.
Oh, that's a good joint. That's a good joint.
That's what's up. Like, I'm glad you like it.
But yeah, definitely Without You had a crazy response. I was more so on my Drake side with that, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to the women, feel me? I was actually talking to my ex a little bit in the verse.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It was real personal. I talked to her in a little bit of the verse.
Did she know?
She did. I said her name and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So I got real personal.
Yeah, that's personal.
Which I'm trying to be more open, more vulnerable.
Now I got to listen again.
You know? Yeah, it was a real good joint.
No, I heard it, but now you said her specific name. You know, we make up names.
Oh, yeah. No, I said, yeah, that was a real name. We do, and I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
I'll say a bunch of other names.
We change names to protect the innocent and the guilty.
Absolutely. 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 Mm-hmm. Right hand up. You know what I mean? Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't never lie, bro. God damn. Yep.
So I wouldn't have never assumed that. Like, it was a real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a jewel. That's
and I got more, though. And plus, well, then I dropped Corner Boys to give them another side of me. You feel me? Like, and Corner Boys is real special to me. Shout out to Chiz and Here and Now, my man Hand. You feel me? On the record.
Shout out Hand, man.
You feel me? I feel like Corner Boys is one of my best songs.
Salute to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like that's one of your best songs, like, ever?
Yeah, like, right now, I feel like that's my best song that I created.
What would you compare the feeling that it gives you to? Like another song that you heard that you like, yo, I used to feel like this when I used to listen to this joint. Is it a driving feeling? Is it a morning feeling?
Yeah, because Corner Boys is a message, and the message is strong. It's really telling kids, get off the corner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you leaving your baby mama when you get killed, who's going to take care of the kids? It's like I was speaking directly to my niggas back my hood.
So this is Philly trap music shit.
You feel me? I was speaking to them. You feel me? Because there's people dying back my hood. I'm from the yard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Brickyard.
Absolutely.
There's people dying back my hood. And I see my niggas and they still out there in the mix. You feel me?
And they not doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you right.
They
ain't doing it. Yeah,
on a treadmill, bro.
Running in
a lot
place.
Of them on a treadmill,
you
bro.
Ain't lying, you feel me? And it's sad to see because I see the potential in so much. You feel me?
Yeah.
So Corner Boys was real, like, because I created it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The hook, shit, part of the hook was my verse.
Mm.
Then we made that into, you know how creative
yeah,
a song
happening.
Go.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
feel
yeah,
me?
That be happening.
So, in the way that it was recepted by the audience, it's like, yo, this is my best piece of work so far.
That's what's up. And like you said, there's a message, and it's to another specific group of people. Even not just your neighborhood, but you were speaking to your neighborhood, which speaks to every ghetto in the hood
in
the world,
in America,
right?
in the world.
Yeah. So like that's important. Those is always, you know, we got to take time. What Hov said, I always told God if he let me, whatever he said. But like sometimes you gotta take time to do that. You can't forget to look back and be like, hold up, it's something that need to be manipulated. Maybe I can add something to the zeitgeist that changes something.
For sure. And that was just me peeling back another layer to show my audience, like, how talented or how diverse I am, or versatile as an artist. You know
but
what
see,
I'm saying?
I feel like you always be trying to do that. I feel like you always be trying to do that. I feel like you just had a certain subject matter that you was, but the sounds wasn't the same. The energy wasn't always the same. Your bounce ain't the same.
Nah, it's never the same, because I be growing within it. Like, every time first.
You feel like you learning?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot about the pockets and all of that. Because I was outside the pocket, then I swing in.
No, you definitely be all over the place.
The unorthodox, I know what that means.
But I like it, though.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you write, and then you write with too many run-on sentences. Mm-hmm. That's how you get out of the pocket. You know what I'm saying? It'd be punctuation sometimes. It'd be not too taking out enough words out. Yeah,
too many transition words, too many ands, the, he, she, they. Shit that you don't need. Shit that's already implemented or assumed.
And when I just kept that in there and trying to force it, that's what made it unorthodox.
Yep.
That's what made me not. So now that I realize that, songs sound way better.
Mind you, I talked to Roscoe P. Coldchain about this very subject. Because if you ever listen to Roscoe, shit, you know what I'm saying? Roscoe, he just be rapping, yo.
And Roscoe is like...
And he was spitting.
No, nah, but Roscoe was like...
But he would find the pocket eventually.
He's kind of part of... I don't want to say a part of Hami, but like he was... Didn't nobody sound like him.
Right.
So he's like a... I'm like a product of him in a sense.
I like that.
Don't nobody sound
That's
like
fire.
Him.
That's fire. I like
feel
that.
Feel me? Like, so... I like shit. That. And I looked and up I to Roscoe. I listened to that nigga. He was tough.
Man, we had a great conversation, Smokey Robinson. Man. We had a great, great conversation. Like, because I wanted to pick his brain about just like, bro, I don't think nobody talk about how intelligent you sound. Like, you rapping, but this shit is like intricate.
I never met him, but.
You enunciating.
Right.
Pronouncing. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, and I'm just like. He's like, my mom. I'm like, word, word. Because you don't strike me as somebody that probably went the whole way in school. You see what I'm saying? Right. But I had a great conversation with him. So that for you to say that, that's dope that you recognize that. Because y'all both ill. And y'all both are creatives.
I like that mystique, though. That having, like, no style to really compare me to. You
that's know what I'm like saying? Drunken master style. That's like some old kung fu flick shit.
It is, though. You know what I'm saying? And I love that shit, though. Like, motherfuckers can't
think a whole
figure
face
it out.
Lit up when I said that, like, perfect.
Real bad. It is, though. Yeah. That's how it is. And we got other shit coming, too. Like, shit, you know, I'm a nerd at heart. We was talking about Marvel and all of that. I'm a big DBZ fan. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Me and my man Chiz got a record coming. It's called The Saiyans. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all just running down all Dragon Ball shit.
It's all Dragon Ball. All Dragon Ball. I've done it before in a little segment, like, I'll rap about it. You know what I'm saying? And when I did it the first time, it got a crazy reception. Like, I remember when I dropped GOMBD Volume 1, and it had a record on there where I was talking about DBZ, and the bull at work came back with, like, something off the internet. Every rapper that ever used DBZ references, he was like, bro, you used it the best way. Like, I was that's like, damn, for real. And I'm sitting here reading it. It's everybody, like Lupe, what's his name? T Grizzly, I know he used it a joint. It was like,
a lot of niggas do. All the battle rappers do.
Feel me? And which, they reading it, it was like, yeah, damn, I kind of did use the reference a little bit.
But that was kind of what I was about to say was, you know that that's hip-hop, right?
Absolutely.
The fact that y'all going to do that. Because, I mean, just even think about Wu-Tang. Peter Piper, Pig Peppers, Enron Rock Rhymes, Humpty Dumpty Fell Down, and this whole time. And then that evolves into where you like, battle rappers who constantly make anime on references. For sure. But then, like, DNA started, they just had a battle where you had to use all wrestling bars. So
I've
now you gotta get niggas that fuck with wrestling.
I've done that too.
That's nice. That really want to do this. Just to, you know what I mean? It worked that muscle. It worked that muscle.
I was watching Raw. My brother used to bag and sell it. Grandma asked, "The fuck is that cooking?" When she smelled it. I was living rock bottom at this time. I couldn't tell it no other way but this way, and the people felt that. We lie, cheat, and steal just to get a meal. I know Latinos with heat that will flip your will. Shit like that. I'd definitely be there doing that shit. You feel me?
So it just be like, that's hip hop, bro. We always did that.
For sure.
We always did that. And for now shit has evolved. Anime is a real thing, and that audience is huge.
Absolutely.
So if you got intel and you got the vision, why not put that out there in the world? They're going to pick it up.
Absolutely. One of my closest friends.
You just
got to
label it right.
Anime shit. That nigga keep trying to get me to watch Naruto and all that other stuff. I don't think I really can get into all of that. I'm going to try, though. But I'm just a heavy DBZ boy, so I don't really think I'm a heavy anime boy.
It's not about being a part of the whole thing. It's about the part that you're entertained by. That's what everything. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we entertained by horrible shit. If something is ill and we want to keep fucking with it, that's enough.
And the fashion part too. So I like to add that in there. Of course, you already know that.
Yeah.
I implement that into it as well. That goes into the hip hop, the whole Haim E4 persona, for real, for real. Haim Skillet Bomb did it, the Haimster. You know, I created all these monikers, for real, for real. To be honest, from wrestling.
Break them all down for the people.
Like the Rock or Shawn Michaels, they used to talk to themselves in third person. He used to call himself the Showstopper, the Icon, the Main Event, the, you know what I'm saying? Rock, he used to be like, Rock says, he's talking
about himself. But it's easy to talk about yourself in the third person when you're a character.
Absolutely.
Are you a character?
Nah. But the persona, you feel me?
The understanding of the little what you doing.
Like, yes, the Haim E4 has a lot of my real life and all of that drawn into it, but it's still an entertaining aspect of it.
I think you always think the entertainment part of it. Absolutely. I just think that you always, earlier on, you thought like only certain people would get it, and you was cool with that. I think now you're starting to see more.
I do.
Yeah, I think now you're starting to see more options than before of who might fuck with your shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I think you was on your Redman joint, and Redman is one of our greatest. But he was in his pocket, and he was like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you become worldwide, now we do microphone check. For sure. You know what I'm saying?
Now it's Rockwilder and now all of this.
Now we acting real crazy.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Which ain't outside his pocket, but it's just bigger. It's just a different thing.
Redman is a legend. Shout out to Redman.
You see what I'm saying?
Shout out to whole Wu-Tang.
And I think you just always had that kind of energy where it's like, yo, homie can rap, but he just don't give a fuck about y'all giving a fuck right now. Right. And now you like, I'm learning, and you smiling more, and you like, no, they was mad at that because they was paying attention, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. So then when you flipped it on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I'll pick it up what you putting down on Pimp Daddy.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still like, it's still another side there too. So I tried to split it, right? I tried to split the music, I guess, into not characters, but I guess the personas. You know what I'm saying?
When I've done that. You know I got a bunch of nicknames for a reason.
When I'm on my Slim Duncan type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's when I'm the anti-thought hero. Now, I go back to that. I really feel like that. Properly instructing and motivating is a acronym for pimp. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm saying that in a sense, like when I'm talking, all
probably
of that.
Expect it.
Properly instructing and motivating people.
People, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I'm
like,
doing
there's
that,
a P there, but go ahead.
When I'm doing that, I'm talking to the people that's against all that anti-thotism. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't want a thot. Nobody trying to pay no 500 tab for some yams. We can't go out on a date. I got to pay for your time. I'm talking about to talk to you. These chicks got DM fees.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's wild out here. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Wild out here. You feel me? So it's nothing regular. You feel me? But everybody ain't on that type of time.
Absolutely.
And another thing, let me talk for a minute. Yeah,
I'm
come
listening.
On, let me preach.
Yeah, you on your
let's
shit
talk
now.
About payers versus the players. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a big difference going
huge
on there.
Huge difference.
You feel me? And you got a lot of payers running around thinking that they players. You know what I'm saying? And you fucking the game up. You feel me? Like, I understand tricks. You know what I'm saying? But identify yourself
As such.
You know what I'm saying? Don't confuse the two.
And that if you got it, you line is way overused.
Absolutely.
If you got it, don't mean you got it to be like, what, like, you know, it's levels.
It's still a bad investment. And it's, I don't see why, like, to me, it's like either you know what I'm saying? You're a good investment. You're a liability. Is your asset or a liability?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think
paying and everybody in your life but your kids.
And that's what I'm saying. So you can look at it for my whole full spectrum, right? Let's spin it, right? So we got tricks for, I think tricks should be for niggas that have families at home. They got wives or girlfriends or something.
Purposeful.
You get what I'm saying? Purposeful.
Very purposeful.
That they can't really
maneuver,
spend the time.
Pay you to leave.
Because the pussy costs either way. It's either time or money. It's whichever one you want.
Front
to
and
spend.
The back
you
end, whatever.
What I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now on the full spectrum, them niggas shouldn't even be doing that. You feel me? That's a whole nother joint. Now, when I say pussy is free, this is the full spectrum. Them niggas shouldn't even be doing that. So the paying for the pussy shit shouldn't still be going on.
I agree to paying for discretion.
And if it need be, I respect that.
Whether
you
that's work related or relationship related.
Now that's tricks.
Sometimes
right?
You can have a gig. And right. It's like, I can't fuck with you, but we gonna play this game because we can't play that game.
Right. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now all of that shit, I definitely understand. That's why I said
corporate.
They identify as chicks when they do that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now that's respectable. Now you got regular bitches wanting regular guys. You feel me? To pay like a trick because of the pandemic and everything that was going on. Because you know what women
do, right? If a nigga buy her a pair of boots, right, every nigga after him got to buy her two pair or right more.
In a
because
purse.
This is now where she's leveled up.
Now she want, yeah, he bought one, then the next nigga got to buy two. Absolutely.
Right. My rule of thumb for anything a chick would ask for is show me three. Back in the day, that used to be my rule of thumb. You want what? Red bottom. Show me three pair. Because they ain't even comfortable, and you don't even know that yet. Like, you thirst cat.
You about to get your learning experience off my bread.
Right.
Nah, you didn't get your first rollie off me.
I'm carrying you to dinner.
You ain't getting your first rollie off me.
No,
first
man.
First green box ain't coming off me.
What are we doing? Mm-hmm. But in they head, he bought me a Civic, so the next nigga got to buy me the Jeep.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what?
Mentality is out of pocket. You feel me? It's like no balance. So that's where the, you know, I throw the cape on. They put the sign in the sky.
Is it an H?
You know what I'm saying? It's the money over.
Oh, okay.
It's the signal. That drone go in the sky, and then here he come. You feel me? He comes swinging. They don't like
I need
that
to
music.
See this animated.
They don't like that. They don't like that. You know what I'm saying? That music. That's where all of the I'm a dog, the F your bitch come in and get
speaking
out
of
my
dogs,
face.
Speaking of dogs,
mm-hmm,
a hit dog hollers. That's why they respond to it.
Right.
A hit dog hollers.
Right.
If I say I'm a dog and I'm talking my shit about bitches.
Well, of course they like that. A number of them like that. Behind closed doors, they like it.
Yeah, you already know, bro. They get like dressed it. To it. They doing makeup to it.
They like me talking that shit.
You know how women is when they ready to go out?
Mm-hmm.
They putting that ratchet on and all of that. Because they don't want to hear exactly what they going to hear in the club.
Yeah, they listen to Sexy Ray and all of that. All that goofy shit.
And how me for it.
Yeah, and what they talk about.
Yep.
The crazy stuff. So I'm going to talk it to
you. Fit right in there.
Yeah, that's what I, that's
and
how I feel.
Once they get used to it, they start talking it like they you anyway.
Right. They already
did it look different. Where they start bossing up off your shit.
Right. Real rap, though. Nah, real shit, though. You run into that, though. You run into that.
It's fun.
For real.
It's fun.
It really is, though. Man, I love the process, though. Like, the whole, you know what I'm saying? The whole thing of creating the art, period. You know what I'm saying?
I like
from
that.
Everything. Like, figuring out what I'm going to wear in the video or the photo shoot or right. Creating an idea. You know what I'm
it
saying?
It bring a lot of shit that you fuck with together, though, because like you always been big on the fashion.
For
you,
sure.
You got the exclusive whatever's on your feed, and you got the big old Kanye code, and you got the whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always play the game. So you could, as a star, like one thing I learned when I started performing was I got to start buying shit to perform it. Like, I was buying sneaks that I was only going to wear on stage type shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, I started doing that instead of just buying shit I could match with what I got in the closet.
Because I got some shit, right?
Just that you like waiting that. Couldn't break them yet.
Mics that I ain't even, I could look at them and be like, yeah, I ain't wear the flu game since I performed that.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That
yeah, I got a couple of them.
You know what I'm saying?
I got some high top Ferrari race boot joints that's like, yeah, they only been on stage and they just collected dust, man.
Right.
But like, they not know, where else you gonna wear them joints, bro? They come up to my shin.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the art shit. That shit is memorabilia right now.
Yeah, you and it's like, saying? But you start doing, but you're able to mix all of those things together because yeah. I don't want to forget where I was going. And it's like, you do it well because you was who you was when you got here.
Absolutely.
You see what
thanks,
I'm saying?
Bro.
Same
appreciate
way that you
that.
Can speak to what is going on in the hood is because you are of such.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, sometimes that get misconstrued too.
But we also had a conversation about your respect for working or being around people that have a different lifestyle and come from a different background and how you have a different understanding based
absolutely.
On these things.
Absolutely.
And that's what you want for your folks,
yeah.
is what I'm assuming.
Absolutely. I always want good for my folks. I always never judge either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody it's not about come that.
From, everybody comes from different walks of life. My shit wasn't pretty at all. You feel me? I ain't had no silver spoon. So even when I wear the shit like this and you know what I'm saying, especially with the kicks, I can tell you a story. Like, man, I remember for sure being broke. And like Dukes had a couple of dollars, you mean dollars, but it was like Iverson money. It wasn't Jordan money. You feel me? It was Grant Hill money.
I know exactly what you mean.
It wasn't new mics every week money.
And I didn't have it either like that. And my mom wasn't banging for no Jordan.
And one of my best friends from back the way when I lived back southwest, because I'm from Willingette, 52nd and Willing. You feel me? So
my people was from west.
You know what I'm saying? I moved from there when I was like 6 or 7. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Moving around. But my best friend from back then, you know what I'm saying? He's still now. I told him this, like, damn, bro, I remember in 97 when your mom grabbed you the fucking 12s. I think 97 was the 12s.
Might be right.
96 was 11s. 97 was 12s. Yeah. He had the flu games. 98, they had the 13s. You feel me? The black and red Jones with the Panther bubble, like the holographic bubble. I remember this shit vividly, bro. Yeah. I couldn't get that shit. So when I was able to, you feel me? And I've been working since I was 14. You feel me? It was like, salute, I got to get this shit. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I always been getting to it. So I just had to get this shit on my own. You feel me? So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I be putting that shit together. You get what I'm saying? A lot of that shit be like, because I couldn't get it then, I'm going to get it now, and I'm going to do it crazy.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. The outfits and shit, though, man, that shit be crazy because it be like pieces, because I don't really shop in stores. So it'd be like, I do a lot of shit online.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be like,
that's obvious to me, but
absolutely.
If they watch you, they know that.
A lot of shit online. I do a lot of like vintage shit. I be on eBay. I be on Mercari. I be on GOAT and all that other shit too. But
this is what he does at work.
Yeah, like, I mean, a lot of people be asking me, so y'all tune in this joint, y'all can get a couple, you mean, gems, you know what I'm saying? I just gave y'all like 3 or 4 websites, you feel me?
Good ones.
I always be on that. eBay is like the main joint.
Especially now, because everything's secured.
Yeah, and they got authenticators now.
Yep, so all of that is legitified, all of that.
It's authenticated, you know what I'm saying? And the fees is not as crazy as like StockX or GOAT.
Exactly.
Or the prices too, so yeah. You know what I'm saying? I be all over the place with that shit, though, man. I love that fashion shit. It goes right into the music.
You know one thing I used to tell young artists all the time when I was on the radio, because I spoke to more newer artists when I was on radio, was fuck the clearance rack up.
Right.
Wherever your favorite stores is, go fuck the clearance rack up. Make sure you always got something to go with something, just in case you got to be somewhere at the last minute. Don't try to keep up with everybody. Go learn how to put an outfit together off the clearance rack, because you're going to have to spend money on studio time, weed and beverage, or whatever the fuck else you're doing. You're going to have to satisfy your girlfriend, and feed her before you leave the house.
On. You hear me? This camera.
The cameras is always on.
Be on. So always. You got to be like prepared. And that's one of my things. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Cameras be on. I'm always going to look like
something. You got to look like something. My dad told me, we was probably Sunday morning, because he only off Sundays and Mondays. So Sunday morning, he like, hey, get up. Come on, we going to Home Depot. So I do the roll out the bed with my ball shorts joint on, brush my teeth, and walk downstairs. He like, you ain't going to iron your shirt or nothing? And I'm like, we going to Home Depot. He was like, you never know who you going to see when you go out the house. Bro, I swear to God, I seen something I wanted in Home Depot early in the morning on a Sunday with her folk. Like, and I'm looking like I just rolled out of bed. Man, I at least iron my teeth before I go to Target. Now I might still got the ball shorts on, but ain't no wrinkles in the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Listen, like, bro, I learned a long time ago.
Home Depot, I can say almost 100% of the time I went to Home Depot, I seen something thicker than I've ever seen in my life the last time I was there.
Wow.
It's always something crazy in that joint.
You went in Home Depot.
It's Spanish joint. I ain't even tipping. Nah, it's just something that I see. Like, it's something crazy in there. Always in Home Depot. So your pop was right. You go to them stores like Target and all of that. Them joints like the club.
Bro, I learned that day. Like, it's like everything he said used to, like, come into fruition in real. It wouldn't happen 3 weeks later, a month later. That used to happen that day or the next day when I wasn't around him.
Right.
And I'd be like, nigga.
You spoke that shit right up.
Bro, he like Bill Cosby that way. Like, he put it right in, it painted so, you know, on the Cosby Show, he used to just make it so perfect, wrap a bow on that motherfucker. And Theo would still be like, all right, Dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that made all the sense of the world. Take the earring out. Like, what you doing? Like, yeah, that was my life with my pop. Like, it was some real shit.
That's thorough, man.
Funny as hell, man.
Damn. Yeah. Funny as I love my pop now and shit.
That's what's up.
I mean, yeah, me and my pop got a good ass relationship.
That's my dog. And it's funny because people laugh because I'd be like, that's my young boy. And they'd be like, that's not your young boy. They'd be like, you don't understand. Like, now I want him to have the fly sneaks and I can't buy him a car. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put him on a new cologne or the new champagne or the new tequila. Yeah. Like, that's like now I get to play these games.
Yeah, right.
At my level for, he a boss. He do his old thing. So I can do like the cool fun shit that he overlooks sometimes because he just running his race.
Yeah, we share that common Eagles, we bleed green.
So y'all watching the games together and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we watched a couple joints together, but you know what I'm saying? I bought him a couple jerseys. I got his jersey size wrong the last time.
You got to read that up?
Yeah, I owe him an Eagles jersey, you feel me?
You going to have to wear that other one.
Yeah, I did. No, I gave that joint to my shorty, you feel me?
Talk heavy. Mm-hmm. Yo, man, you got to go to Art History, man. Support my young boy, Jay, man. I went to high school with him.
Who that?
Jay Pros. He owns Art History up here on, what's it, Cotman? No, Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. On Frankfurt Ave. Actually, they got looted during the last set of looting in the city. Damn. But he makes a bunch of local paraphernalia merch. You know what I mean? Shit like that. He got all the dopest Phillies fly. He used to be with Meskeen back in the day. He was the one. All the Meskeen you seen in music videos, mm-hmm. most of that was him.
Oh, all right.
You see what I'm saying? So now he got, it don't look like Meskeen. It's a whole nother twist because it's for sports, but he got a good eye and he got talent. So we're going to pull up on there one day. I'm going to introduce you to him personally, but I'm going to get him on here soon too. But Jay be busy, bro. Yeah. He been busy. And ever since this last year or so, he's made a lot of progress. But when it come down to like, just throw on fly Philly, you know what I mean? He got it.
Yeah, put me on, bro. I got you.
Art History 101. Like I said, he went the wrong way.
Philly support Philly.
Man. I will plug you the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Nigga was like, yo, I need somebody to put me on to the... Yeah. Oh, my man, how me do that?
Yeah, I ain't getting no merch. I don't think I'm going to do like a clothing line, but I'm always going to have merch. I see I got the hat.
You got the hat.
Got the Home Fort hat.
I need something with your name on it. I'll pay for it. Let me know.
I'll put that together. You mean, you know... No, I got you, bro. You family.
I want to oversize something. I don't know what, though.
I got you, bro.
Maybe a flannel or something. I want something crazy. Like
I am. I'm about to start. I got a Carhartt Scully that I'm about to.
Do it fit the locks?
Yeah, you can wear a Scully, right?
Some of them.
With like
I got a lot of hair and a lot
of... The knit rib Jones, you can't wear a regular Carhartt Scully?
Yeah, Carhartt usually I can. All right. I think Carhartt is fine.
All right,
but I think the Carhartt might be perfect.
Might have a Carhartt sipping a semi edition type joint.
Give me the edition. I like when I got editions, though, man.
Because my joint is about to be embroidered. It's going to be a Home Fort, Home Skillet. I might put the Homster on this joint. You feel me? On the back of it. I mean, but I definitely got you. I mean, everything that I do is definitely going to be.
I'm riding, bro.
It's going to be limited, though. So that's how I'm going to do mine.
That's why I'm putting in my bid early, nigga. I ain't slow.
It's
going to
be limited. It's going to be super limited.
You a boutique? You a boutique nigga.
It's going to be super high because the shit that I'm going to use, like, I'm trying to use Carhartt. Like, mm-hmm. I'm paying for this shit. So it's going to definitely cost some bread to make it. I'm not saying it's going to cost some bread when I put it out to the public, but to make it, it's going to be. Premium, you know what quality, I'm saying? Quality.
And these are collections. These are pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, like, we know about pieces. Ever since Polo, we knew about pieces, right?
Right.
So it's like when you somebody that shop like you shop, you're not creating 5,000 of that nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless it's a t-shirt for a specific purpose.
Yeah, yeah. More so album merch, like... So when I did Corner Boys, I actually had merchandise for the joint. I had lighters. I made chip bags. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the whole idea or the album cover or the album artwork, it was like the Chumpy bags.
Yeah.
The Homeboy joints. Yeah. You feel me? So with that whole joint, I just made Corner the bags Boy, and Homeboy. Shit. I'm Cornboy, with you. You know what I'm saying? That was supposed to be like making a little commercial, which we're going to still do and shit. Because that's going to be one of the singles of December. Might I add. So I had December, Without You, and Taboo. I don't know if you listen to all three of them drones, but that's the three singles that I've been pushing this year.
Okay.
Since my last album, December. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have any of these?
the Stylesberry or
the Salehi?
Salehi? No, I don't.
No, Salehi Crocs, throw. By the way. I ain't putting them on the camera.
Nah, they throw though.
But I was anti Croc until Salehi made a pair, and I'm like,
oh yeah, right. Yeah, because them Jones is crazy. The green pair was actually, I like those Jones.
The lime joints.
Yeah, because green my favorite color.
Yeah, you know, but see, that's the thing. I would see you getting something like that. That's why I asked you. Because while you was talking, I'm like, shit, I realized what I had on my feet. I'm like, how many would do this?
I already got foam runners, so I ain't feel the need to.
How many pair of foam runners you got?
Two.
Which ones?
The first ones that ever came out and the red ones. Yeah. I cut down a lot on that Yeezy shit.
Are they that comfortable?
I say that, but 90% of my outfit right now is Yeezy.
It's Yeezy.
The flannel, the sweats.
You want to do a fit check?
You know what I'm saying? The socks.
That's a Yeezy flannel.
Yeah. Season 5 to be exact. You feel
this
me?
This nigga's an animal.
You
got to
do your research. You feel me? This ain't no what regular t-shirt flannel. Is that?
We doing a fit check.
Oh
now.
Yeah, this I got this tee from Culture Kings. This Batman.
That shit hard.
You gotta see the back of the joint.
That's what my new merch about to look drum. Like. Never mind.
You feel me?
Yeah,
when you do the joint.
Right,
yeah, you good. Cool, you good. You good. She got you.
You feel me?
Yeah
I like tees like that. You mean?
And then them Yeezy sweats. Are those sweats?
Yeah, they are. All right. Yeezy Balenciaga collab joint before he got clipped.
Right, I mean, before it was over.
Easy get Balenciaga John. These are my favorite sweats. These Johns is premium, you feel me? I mean, but yeah. All
and then
pieces.
The Yeezy boots on the feet.
Yeah, all Yeezy. Yeah, 90% Yeezy. With the Han 4 hat, you feel me?
Well, that's perfect. Man. That's perfect. Yeah, that's a perfect balance because you got the Han 4 in it.
Yeah, but you I got to touch base on the clothes too. Go back to what you said.
Good.
I got to start getting that tap into the clothing. Instead of like all the little intricate shit like lighters and chip bags and all the other shit I did for Corner Boys, I actually need to get some album merch.
You ever been to Fashion Week?
You see me smile, right? No.
Damn. No. You know what?
I had like 3 chances to go, and I don't know why my dumb ass ain't go.
I was about to say, because I went on a whim, I interviewed somebody. He was like, yeah, come to Fashion Week with it. I'm like, all right, I had 2 homies that was really big on fashion, so it was more for them. Me for the experience, but for them because they really wanted to, like, they already wanted to be there. You know what I mean?
Nigga, look
good. And we went to the joint in New York, and it was cool. It was interesting.
Shit, nigga, I want to go.
I had my feet
next
on the stage
time
and
you
shit.
Go,
it was interesting.
Or if you ever do that again.
No, I might be able to figure something, but if anything come across my table, I'll think of you because we had the conversation.
I'm definitely going.
That's why I asked you that, because I'm like, somebody like you need to be there, because you know what's crazy?
I don't think I'll be catching that at the right time, though. That's the people what it be, that's at least the Philly one.
The people that's around the stage have on everything from, like, gowns to, like, a nigga with some fucking Desert Storm boots on with, like, cargo pants. It's every type of whatever you think is fashion is around that shit. Like, it ain't, right. You ain't gotta put on a tuxedo. You ain't gotta, you know what I mean? Like, how you is right now. Them right. Niggas would be like, oh, that's the Yeezy joint. Oh, you counting. Like, they know what
only,
it is.
Only
like,
certain people would know. Yeah,
you in the room with the right. Folk that know and
that
don't
know.
Know.
Right, yeah.
You see what true. I'm saying? Like, so it was like come as you are type shit, kind of like. And I thought that was fly because I wouldn't have thought that. It wasn't one event that we couldn't get in how we was. And, like, I had a suit on with a white tee and sneaks with my tee untucked with my sleeves rolled up on a suit. Like,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
That's a thing.
And my man was similar. And then my other man had on some jeans. And like, but we was in everywhere.
See, I'm coming to Fashion Week with a fur on. You heard?
I heard that. You all John. Cameron.
Long fur, John.
Oh, you Mike Tyson. Pup. You Will Chamberlain.
Magic Johnson in the tunnel. You heard? Feel me? Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's heavy, though, because, like
White without the rat on his name.
But is that a thing? Because this is one thing that I always get confused about with niggas that be heavy on the fashion. Y'all be wearing shit that be like, all right, I know it's hot in here, but you can't take that fur off. How do you control your body temperature?
Nigga, I be
you
sweating.
Niggas, what do y'all think cool?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
you sacrifice
know.
For the moment?
No, I take that shit off.
Oh, why?
Them niggas.
Because you know what I'm talking
like
about,
that.
Right?
Hell yeah. Once I start sweating, it's a wrap.
since I was young. I'm like, how is niggas rapping on stage with some leather jackets on?
Look, I'm rapping my shit now. I've been here drinking and smoking, and I'm
cool. He has a beer.
I still got the, yeah, well, you know, I'm baby weight with that. You feel me? But I still got the flannel on, and it's a heavyweight tee. I ain't hot. I'm good. You feel me? But I'd have came right up out of this joint if I was hot.
Yeah, it ain't that deep for you.
No.
The look ain't the whole thing all the time.
No. You did that. No, no. Sometimes you'll have shit like, you'll wear a jacket just for the outside. You know you're going to take it off because now you want to show your outfit. You feel me?
That's how I be feeling.
Yeah.
But I also see the niggas that's like, I spent some bread on this. Y'all going to see this motherfucker.
Well, the coat ain't never really the highlight of my fucking outfit. I mean, sometimes it is. If I got like a fur on, I be getting compliments. I get compliments for everything. I'm not bragging here, but it's just how it is. But
we talking fly shit. Don't apologize for being fly.
So yeah, when I had a fur on, you feel me?
Like, yeah, that one.
If I take it off, I still got some drip shit on too. Mm-hmm. You know? So
yeah, I ain't cut no corners tonight. You know what I always said? If you look at an outfit and say I can get away with it, it ain't a lie.
Yeah, I got like a lot of disbeliefs with people dressing. I hate people that like. I used to say this like last year. I hate people that fully dress. I like Sneaker Villa. From nigga. Head to toe.
Nigga.
I hate that shit.
Nigga. That's one of my biggest pet peeves in the dressing world.
Yo, bro. Everything. I mean, I don't know. I be dressing just, like I ain't even from Sneaker Philly, Villa. Bro.
It's Snipes. It's City Trends. It's all of them joints, man. It's City Blue back in the day. Like, it used to be crazy. Like, bro.
How you buy jeans from Sneaker Villa?
Villa.
I don't get
off
that.
The sale table.
I don't get that, bro. What jeans they sell at Sneaker Villa?
Off the sale table.
I'm trying to figure that out. You feel me?
Well, it's somebody in the industry that I don't have no problem with. That every pair of jeans he wear, I'd be like, you got them bitches off the front table in Sneaker Villa, bro.
Yeah, like the mannequin and shit. Like, I be saying, holla at your boy, Han, man. I'm about to start having a price. Somebody asked me to help them get dressed and shit. And then my folks was like, man, you got to get paid for your time. So I'm like, look, I'm about to start charging niggas. I'll be a little designer. I'll teach you where to go. I'll put you in the drip. You feel me? You just got to pay me a fee.
All right, now, you know that you have to set your limits and your range when you start doing that, right? For instance.
Give me some game.
If a nigga need a suit, you need to figure out his inseam.
Well, my more so.
And you know what an inseam is.
Yeah. And I don't be getting all of that, too. Like, fuck all of that.
Because you can't just grab a nigga to fly a suit.
They
gotta be fitted.
I feel like I'll charge a nigga for me to tell him where to go buy the shit from.
No, you need to charge him to take you. You need to charge him for you to take the ride.
Sometimes it be like, again, I don't shop in stores. So when you see me and you be like, yo. You be like, yo.
Oh, you might be even cheaper.
Yo, exactly.
You're even cheaper.
So you're going to charge.
Pay that man.
Exactly.
Pay that man. I co-sign it.
You feel me?
He's good. That boy's good.
You want to dress like the hamster, I can put you, I'm going to point you in the right direction.
And mind you, I didn't even think about it before the interview, but I'm decent. But I wore this to work today. But like,
hey, you look fly, bro. Everything match.
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? You good, bro.
And I put the Crocs on when I got home. You know I ain't go to work with the Crocs.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
I'm good. No, that's funny as shit. But I like that for you because like, I had a homie, still have a homie. But like, back in the day is why I said had. Like, we was having a conversation and he was like, bro, I was about to be a stylist, like on some real shit. He was like, but that shit a little more inclusive than you think.
A lot of girls like say that to me and stuff because of my style and stuff. But like your man said, a lot of people don't know what really go into that. I'm not going to stores and dressing for you, bro. And I'm clearly not going to do that. You can pay me and I can tell you where to go and where exactly to go. We can get the price for you at a...
But there's a market low, for that.
Absolutely.
You're not saying something that's crazy.
I'll do a lot of work as far as that. If it's like some online shit, but I don't really shop in stores.
Yeah.
So if a nigga really like... If you dress designer head to toe, I couldn't help you. Really couldn't.
Now.
I wouldn't even know where to go because I only grab designer and like accessories, a wallet.
Is dressing people like writing for other people? Like, do you had to get in somebody, you had to get into their style to learn how to.
I said that was one of the hard parts, though, to be honest, because when they first asked me, I'm like, I thought, like, damn,
You can't dress this nigga like me.
How would I even dress you, bro? I don't even know you. Exactly. I would have to know personal things about you, or like look at your closet and be like, it'd have to be like,
I gotta go through your Instagram.
It'd have to be like on some Ramsay chef shit. Like when he come to your fucking restaurant, I gotta come to your closet and look, be looking like, bro, what the fuck was you doing with this? Like,
what was that? What was the idea behind this piece?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, nah. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to help people. I be trying to make sure I do it. Whereas though it's not coming off as like insulting. You're
looking down on somebody, right?
Or I'm just straight up being insulting. You know, my biggest problem, 'cause I can be an asshole because I don't think about things sometimes when I say them. So
one of my biggest problems, for one, there's two. I just thought of another one.
Mm-hmm.
All black with white sneaks. I hate it.
All black or
all black with white sneaks. I hate that shit. I think only females can do that shit.
I don't wear shit like that either.
Right. And then another,
I think all black lace should be like for colored sneaks.
Just like my all white lace. Like if I'm going to a white party, my sneaks is going to be fucking sour apple something. Like they going to jump out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm on that time. Like yeah. Bubblicious that
like
day.
Like if you want, like say if you got on a pair of Beaver Knees, they patent leather for one.
Yeah.
They going to stand out and you absolutely got a crazy colorway. You might not want to wear so many colors, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you got on all black and your sneakers stand out, I feel like that's fine.
That's fine. But me? All white, I hate that.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird lay.
And the other thing that always stands out is I can always tell motherfuckers that go shopping for sneakers and shoes and say, I just have to find something this color. They don't understand what cuts match certain, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't understand
color patterns,
like, or they go to the go-tos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, yo,
you dress regular. That's why 90% of Philadelphia dress the same. I think what they wearing now is Hellstar,
which they're wearing on the West Coast right now.
That's what that is.
They're wearing that shit in college.
I only knew because
right
they
now
just went to Powerhouse and they was like, everybody had on
Hellstar. Because all these kids is on the internet.
So what is Hellstar? I don't even want to get them playtime. I don't even really really know what it was.
I've heard somebody that knows the people because they have a sponsorship situation through them describe who they was, but like it's not relevant. It wasn't nothing for me to retain.
So yeah, it was like everybody doing workwear is like big now.
Yeah,
which
back.
I can fuck with.
It's back.
Oh yeah, I can it's fuck back with. But I can't do what they do. So I can like do what I do and flip it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I got a Carhartt bib John, but I probably wouldn't do Timberlands probably never again. I don't know. That's just me. It'd be Yeezy boots or some type of different John.
Bro, I gave up on Tim so long ago. It was years ago.
Yeah, me too.
I hate saying it because they ain't paying me, but I got probably 300 pair of Pumas, right? And about 50 pair of Adidas. It's most of my fucking collection besides shoes, right?
I used to love. Only Pumas I would wear was GB Specials.
But what happened was, right when I do know what you're talking about. But right when I started, right when the Puma thing started, I said, yo, I don't want to buy another pair of Tims. I was started looking online for Eastlands.
Oh yeah,
and shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they then Puma jumps put out some boots that was fly as shit. I was like, oh, they got everything I need.
Yep, for sure, they got everything. Nah, real rap.
But they ain't
though
even really had no thorough boots before that. But it was like I was about to order the black with the gum sole, the burgundy Jones with the gum. You remember them joints?
Yeah.
The Eastland. I was about to bring Eastlands back. I was so sick of buying Timberlands. Like, I spent 20 years of my life buying Timberlands.
Yeah, me honest, they really not even comfortable.
Now they make them more comfortable, but they're not even the ones we like.
How? How you make them comfortable?
Because the newer ones that they're putting, the newer ones they're putting out have different insoles and
so they're not leather no more.
They're not the same as the ones that we like, though. They're not the butters. They ain't doing that. The ones that they did it with the butters, they changed them a little bit. They corny.
Don't get me wrong, butters is still a classic.
No, it's still a thing. I'm not against them. I just don't want to keep buying them.
I
spent too much money on the same pair of fucking shoes. That's why I stopped fucking with Nikes.
Yeah.
Because I started buying the same sneakers I had in middle school, same sneakers I had in high school, same sneakers
you
I had in college,
like with, you feel
over
like that,
and over again.
You feel like that with the retros with Jordans, too.
Bro, it started
like
getting ridiculous. And then it's like, did Jordan even know this colorway is out?
Yeah.
It started getting like that. Yeah, if it's not a collab, it started getting weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
like Jordan never seen these bitches.
I'm real like stick to the see like with Jordans. If Mike didn't actually wear the colorway or the Mike itself, you probably would never see me in it.
Unless
for exception, it's a collab.
Unless
or like shit like where it's like undeniable, but that's like once in a while. It ain't never because it happens all the time.
Even as a nigga that ain't wore Nike in years, I see certain shit. It'd be like if I was on. I do that one. Certain Air Maxes they have put out, a little some shit they got out right now, Asian collab shit they got out that look weird and bulky with the removable heavy, Nike sign.
I'm heavy 90s ball.
I'm one of them, but at this and that's the thing. I still lean to the shit that I already had.
Yeah.
I too. Like even though I couldn't have or Jordans, I always had sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
You see what I'm saying?
But that's a collector's thing. Like I feel like we all have our shit.
But I used to buy 2 and 3 pair of them in high school.
And
so it's the same shit niggas is doing as grown men now. You see what I'm saying? And I don't knock niggas for it.
Right.
But it's like, bro, even back then I was buying a pair to hoop and a pair to wear and a pair to pull out the closet where everybody was dog day shit.
Right.
That was my mentality back then. We wasn't reselling them enough.
Right. Yeah, that's true. We was wearing our shit.
You see what I'm saying? I just wanted to always be able to whip out a pair of these bitches. And I had to hoop in them because I was serious about hooping.
Yeah. Nah, real rap, though. Real rap. Now I just be having shit that I didn't have them. Like,
how many sneaks you got that you ain't wore in 5-8 years?
Probably like 10. Probably most of my collection. I got shit that I wear every day. I was telling the boy at work. He was like, yo, you be wearing Yeezys to work? I'm like, yeah, I wear the Yeezys to work that I wear the Yeezys to work. I got Yeezys that would never even touch the floor of this hospital. You know what I'm saying? You know what
I know what I'm exactly
saying?
What you mean.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't really have as many as I had, though. I sold a lot of shit. You feel me?
Online.
That's what I do. Yeah, I sell a lot of shit, too. As much as I buy online, I sell online.
Hustle
I sell
never on stops, eBay. Right?
I sell on eBay. Yeah, I can show you the numbers. Like, I really made, like, thousands of dollars, you get what I'm saying, off of that shit.
That's
you
smart.
Feel me? Yeah. Yeah, because you think about it. If you wear some shit on camera, you wear it on, you know what I'm saying, on film.
On
like
something major, yeah.
Like, the it's hoodie over. I had on, I'm a dog. Like, I sold that shit right afterwards.
What?
You know what I'm saying? That was a Cactus Plant flea market Nike collab, John. Feel me? I sold it for more than I bought it for. You know what I'm saying? So, it was a profit. I got what I needed out of it. Keep it moving. With that money, smart. I reinvested it probably in the music or some more clothes, probably. Keep it a bean, probably pay the bill or some shit. Sometimes the money
either way, it wasn't a loss.
Yeah, nah, and it should be happening. You'll wake up one day, you'll hear cha-ching, you'll look like, damn. You'll have shit listed for like a couple weeks or whatever, take good pictures, whatever. You'll wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning, you got money. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta go ship it.
With all of that, do you still have the understanding that clothes is just clothes?
Yeah, it take you a minute to understand.
To get to the point where you like, if everything I got in my closet is fly, then this is just clothes.
Yeah, it do get like that. Or it's profit. Like, to me, profit. I look at it as profit.
Profit is fine,
so
too.
So, like, when you buying the clothes now, you got to look at it as assets or liabilities.
But if
again.
I spilled beer on your t-shirt right now and it's less profitable, would you want to choke me? Or would you say it's just a t-shirt?
It's just a t-shirt. Being though that this one really is just a t-shirt.
But
and
you
I'm
see
not
what
a
I'm
dickhead
saying?
Boy that would spend $500 on a T.
Because you know what happens, right? It's just like a car. It's insured, right? If you can't afford to have it.
True.
Right?
True.
Right.
That's why I shop the way that I do. You feel me? But I think really if I really had it like that, I still wouldn't be on that type time. I think it's
weird. I think it's too much anxiety.
Because
much
I could
energy.
Do it now. You feel me? Like, I could do it now. Yeah, if I wanted to be Louis from head to toe, I'm talking about
crazy.
Literally, like, from head to toe, I could, but this shit is like, why? For what? You feel me? Same
like
reason.
That.
Same question I asked, like, why niggas pay $500-$600 for some pussy? Right after you right you're going
to
be.
That.
I wonder, like, how do you feel after that? Do you feel good? Or you feel like the same way you do? When you nut regularly, unless you like really attached to this woman,
he feel like he can see you somewhere who he used to go to high school with, and say, and look you in your eyes and say, hey, how you been and all of that, and think in his head, I can fuck bitches you can't, nigga.
But you pay for
but it. But mind you, he's probably still wrong. But in his head, like, we bro, everybody live for themselves.
Yeah, they in denial.
How many rappers we heard say similar to Mike Jones back then, they didn't want me, now I'm hot bitches all on me? How many niggas have got the prestige and said some shit like that?
Yeah.
Everybody wasn't a man before.
Right, right.
And that's why, like, when you was talking about being 14 in college and how you came up, and I'm like, well, you've been you. Like, you.
Yeah, I've been the man.
It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like no.
I really have been, like.
But you still go to work every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a couple joints.
Speak about stability. Speak about consistency. Speak about still being able to be creative.
My nigga, and I still got a vending machine company. It's called Good John Vending.
Good John Vending.
You heard, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's a good joint. Let's make some noise for
that. Yeah, that's a good joint. You feel me? Like, LP. So, like, I'm always grinding, bro, because everything is independency. Like, I'm doing this shit by myself. You paying for everything. Like,
what's your mentality towards that? What are you fighting for? What are you saying? Like, yo, I'm doing all of this because of when it comes to the position you want to be in the industry or out of it. What's your motivation?
Honestly, for the whole thing is shit. I'm not even sure. I'm not gonna say I don't want nothing out of it, because that'd be crazy.
Is it like every dollar counts? I don't want to leave nothing on the table. I don't want to be in a situation where I have to take a situation that I don't respect myself. Is it like
No, I don't think.
You know, sometimes you gotta take that deal because you gotta take that deal.
Yeah, but I mean, in the sense, I already kind of. I mean, I signed myself. I own my own masters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so there's always somebody levels. That might want to invest.
Well, yeah, they invest. Then I already own everything. It's not like they could take it from me. So exactly. Now we're in negotiation. Exactly. This is a different type of talk, though.
No, absolutely.
When motherfuckers come and they go to deals, they get 360 deals or whatever. Whatever they doing. You get what I'm saying? Most of them don't own their own masters and all of that already.
My shit a label, too.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So, they probably wouldn't even talk to us the same way they would talk to them.
That's why I'm listening to you how I'm listening to you. Because I'm like, no, you dead right.
They wouldn't talk to us like that. So
you dead right.
It's a different type of feel. And I mean, shout out my nigga Chiz. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the reason why.
And he'll be through soon, too.
Yeah.
It's funny. I swear y'all hit me like days ago.
And you got to get my man Hand on. You feel me?
Well, we gonna
get
Hand on. Hand was supposed to pull up tonight. I'm gonna say it again. Nah, you might wasn't, but that's what Hami said.
He was though. I ain't feel like waiting for him. I'd have been here later.
Oh, all right, all good.
He was there with the fam. You know what I'm saying? I'm all around.
He doing the best good.
My family men.
He doing the best good.
Teaching me to being a good follower, even though I don't got no kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Watch and observe good men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Good people. Surround yourself with that. Definitely don't want to be with the boys that don't, you mean, be with their kids and not providing and being standing on their own too, taking care of their family.
You know what? I think women don't understand that. I think women think that dudes that got deadbeat homies just like niggas just don't care. Like, nah, bro, like if my homie is doing some bullshit, we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. You ain't said nothing. Nothing happened. Like, if it was bullshit, we'd be pulling him to the side one by one, or he'd be having an intervention. What are you talking about? I don't think they understand that. Like, solid niggas don't want to be around non-solid niggas, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, for real, we hold each other accountable.
You should.
Go back, I said self-accountability. I think that's the biggest flaw in communication. It's two things. Self-accountability and communication as far as human beings. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's our biggest two issues right now in society. Feel me? Don't nobody hold them. Everybody blame somebody else.
I fight for
else.
Accountability and communication every day on this podcast.
It's crazy.
Real rap.
It's crazy.
Now, what's a quote that you identify with that the people may not have known? Or even the online that you identify? Well, that's still a quote. But you know what I mean. It could be a bar or something. It could be yours too.
It's crazy because first thing I thought about was like the proper instructor to motivate and all of that. That's a bad
thing. The funny
thing
is when he started laughing and explaining himself, I knew it was something like that.
That's still like the assholeness in me. I can't help it. Like,
all right, but you already gave him that one. Give him a new one. Give him a new one.
You saying give him a quote?
Or a quote, bar, whatever. Something that you heard and you was like, yo, that sticks with me. Like, when I heard Slipping, and he said, ain't get my hair cut, ain't give a fuck how I dressed, and he was talking about being stressed out as a teen, I identify with that. But I also have a quote, know your place in the struggle, that I learned from an organization at my college.
Well, I can quote Frederick Douglass.
Without, as you should.
Without struggle, there's no progress. Every day. You get what I'm saying?
Every day.
You know what I'm saying?
So that you identify with that.
Hell yeah. Cause I feel like if you don't go through nothing, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to be able to get through nothing. Mm.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Do you run into difficulty with, like, the way you came up and dealing with people trying to be positive, trying to do things outside the realm, that, like, you run into people that you feel like wouldn't understand?
I mean, shit, to be honest, the way that we was, like, coming up and shit, mm-hmm. getting in and shit, running around, mm-hmm. we was doing a lot of dumb shit, mm-hmm. you feel me? A lot of my niggas, though, like, since then, if they not dead or in jail, they leveled up, you feel me? Niggas Dope. Is way different. Niggas Dope. Is entrepreneurs.
But I'm talking about new people that didn't come up with you, the people that mm-hmm. you run into now.
Right.
When you, whether through entertainment, through business, whatever have you that you're doing, mm-hmm. do you come into circles, rooms, or people, individuals that you like, you just wouldn't get it, like, and how do you deal with that? Like, have you ever felt less than, or have you ever felt like you had to maintain a persona around certain groups of people?
Nah, like you said, I've always been me. Like, I feel like when I go in them rooms, like...
And this ain't for me, this for them.
I know, I be more so surprised, like, I ain't gonna say surprised that I fit in, but, like, or how normal it is. You right. know what I'm saying? For me to stand next to, you wouldn't believe, some of the biggest stars, and they'd be like, yo, I fuck with you. You fuck with your lay. Like, I fuck with your energy, your aura, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you be talking to niggas like you wouldn't even believe, you know what I'm saying?
People need to hear this shit, bro.
Real rap. Like,
because you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People tell me how much network. They doing, and I be like, well, I ain't never seen you in no rooms.
Yeah, we got a network, and I got to do that shit more. You feel me? Shit, you talking to me when you say that. To be honest. Shit.
I wasn't, but I can be.
Yeah, no, real rap. I'm definitely self-accountability. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
I do need to be more in the mix and more in them rooms. Because when I be in them Jones, it's super
you
normal.
You get results.
You feel me? Yeah, right. It's super normal. But I be feeling like, in certain aspects, like, I don't want to be in the same place too many times. You lose your mystique. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you lose your, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like. You ain't,
I know what you mean.
You're not going to be like Sting or Undertaker no more.
You won't. You've been you for so long that it's a fucking glitch for you at this point. Like, if you started speaking properly, you would snap out of that shit. Like, right. you know what I mean? And I don't mean, because I don't think we have to always speak properly. I think we always have to be able to express ourselves verbally.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We need less, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. But at the same time, your language is your language. I learned that from a teacher in ninth grade.
For sure.
My man used to be like, so why the fuck George Washington and them and the shit? And we used to start laughing, and she'd be like, don't laugh. Let him get it out. He's trying to ask a question.
Right.
That's how he talked. You see what I'm saying? It was fucked up. But he had a legit question, and he deserved his time.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So if you can express yourself beyond that in a better way than that, in the real world,
right.
then people should take the time to hear you if you got something to say.
True. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And I think mm-hmm. when you get in rooms, people understand who you are because of how you represent yourself.
Yeah, no, thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
So you'll be fine.
I definitely start to realize that, though. You know what I'm saying? And I'm starting to do music with more people. You feel me? Different artists. Feel me? At first, I was on some cold shit.
You know why, right?
Why?
You comfortable now. You ready to shit on shit.
Yeah.
I know what you doing, bro. I know the play, bro. You just said it at the beginning of the interview. I'm figuring it out. I'm learning. Now you like, yeah, the world.
But now on some real, though, I'm going to keep it a bean, though. I ain't going to put nobody under no spotlight.
And I'm not saying it's only that.
But I ain't going to put nobody under no spotlight. But You feel me? I've been trying to get in the ring with certain people. We hadn't had certain records and put on, you mean?
I hear that.
But then I know what it that don't mean. Come out.
I know what that means. So that means you probably won.
Yeah, after you lay your verse, sometimes like you, the song.
Sometimes you ask a nigga about a song 18 months later, he be like, "Bro, you know what? I'm gonna just send you that joint."
And that's happened.
That
means
that
times,
you whooped his you ass me? On that like, track, and it's your song now.
It's happened a couple times. You feel me? But I'm definitely about to start tapping into my roots. You feel me? It's some long overdue records with people that I've been cool with for like 20 years, over 20 years. You mm-hmm. feel me? Like
we still
shit,
ain't locked in yet.
Stacks Ruger.
We still ain't locked in yet.
Yeah, you.
I'm gonna throw my hat in the ring always.
Bruno too.
Yeah, Gio. I seen Bruno the other day too. This nigga hugged me for 3 minutes, man. Shout out my boy.
Yeah, shout out.
I
Bruno.
Ain't seen Bruno in a minute.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, it's definitely a couple people I gotta get in the ring with.
Yeah, let's get busy. Let's act crazy. Like,
real rap. You know, our joint will be special though.
I just locked in the last couple of days by accident. Ace the Chemist hit me up and was like, "Yo, I'm in the joint, pull up," type shit.
Yeah.
I went through, laid one joint one day, one joint the next day. It felt good, man. I hadn't recorded something for me in so long. I was doing features and shit, but I wasn't like blocking out time or nothing. And I still haven't. But just to be able to go in there, like, you know what I mean? It ain't like.
I'm going to the booth Sunday, I think.
Let me know. Saturday. I'll pull up if I'm free.
Yeah, I'm going to get that drone out the way. Feel me? Yeah.
Now, I'd be remiss if I ain't ask you.
What?
You know what this is.
I'm high.
How's shit been since Rock gone, man?
Oh, shit, man. Everything been going one day at a time. Like,
are we speaking about PNB Rock for whoever?
You feel me? Shout out the whole PNB. You feel me? Always. Shout out me. He just did a video on the block. You know what I'm saying? We was all in there, John.
Dope.
Showing love and shit.
Dope.
So
fire.
I mean, Chiz taking
so much talent
from
that block, man.
Yeah, man. There's so much going on. You feel me? But it's definitely everybody up there, John, talented. For real, for real.
It's ridiculous.
Even the niggas that don't rap, niggas. It's hot.
It's ridiculous, right? They high on their own side.
Niggas is hot, for real. Like, yeah.
But one thing for sure, two things for certain, ever since the loss of Rock, everybody has been speaking towards it, using it as a reference point and all of that type shit. Mm-hmm. So I can't sit next to somebody that's folk and not let you give a little more insight on what y'all been going through. And like we can't just keep saying, well, if you ain't Cali, then like, no, that's not the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a family behind that story.
Yeah, and that shit's still unraveling. So, I mean, there's still like,
it's a lot.
There's still shit coming out every day. So
it's a lot.
Yeah, that
so,
shit.
So everybody been decent, trying to keep it decent and all of that.
Yeah, everybody just keeping their head above water. You know what I'm saying? Trying to push forward. You know what I'm saying? Push the ticket. Push the needle forward. You feel me?
He put
doing
that,
what he wanted everybody to do. You feel me?
He put that energy across the world. So if it can be whatever y'all want to make of it at this point.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I know that's
they
not.
They definitely carrying the flag though.
And I know you're not peeing behind me for it. But no. You peeing behind me for it still.
Yeah, I got family. There's
you see what I'm
a
saying?
A lot of family in the whole PNB joint. Like, right. And I've been around since high school, so.
And I ain't want to bring you down, but I can't talk to y'all because I hear it all the time as a reference point. And it's right. Like, bro, I know these folk. I remember when a situation happened when somebody was trying to have a situation on behalf of him and then the family pulled out of it. And then I shared that the family was no longer a part of that situation. And I got backlash. Motherfuckers was blocking me, telling me unfollow them, DMing me. And I'm like, no, I'm just sharing my people's response to what's going on. Because them my peoples.
Yeah.
And if they directly connected, then you don't supersede that.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm riding for y'all on my side.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because right that. Is right and wrong is wrong.
Right.
Point blank period.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. I ain't never met Rock in my life that I could remember. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
May have been in the same room at some point before his acceleration, but like I don't know, but like I think right is right and wrong is wrong, you know what I mean? So if the folk say this, then we going with the folk. We never going against Mumia.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Shit, yeah. Everybody just trying to get through that shit.
So back to the new project. When is it dropping? What do we expect? Who's producing? Who's featured?
Well, a lot. Well, producing wise, I got Brandon Lee on there.
Oh,
you know Brandon Lee?
I heard of Brandon Lee. Okay. Actually, I think
he worked with a lot of artists in the city.
I was about to say another producer told me about him, but I don't want to say the name if it wasn't him. But go ahead.
Oh, all right, yeah. Brandon Lee for sure. My man Gabe, he producing on the album a lot. And honestly, the title of the album is December 2nd.
Right.
Right. I mean, we currently where we are right now. Now, I don't know, like the push for the album, I don't know. You feel me? I don't know, in a sense.
So we dropping on December 2nd?
I mean, that was the
plan.
That was the plan.
So that's what you mean by I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why?
Might not want to rush it. I feel like this might be the perfectionist in me. You feel me? The same thing happened with December, the first one.
Right.
You feel me? So I felt like I had a window and I executed that window, but I'm not going to say it didn't come out the way that I wanted it to, but I could have did it a little bit differently. So I felt like if I take my time, which I've been doing, like dropping three singles off the, pushing three singles
right
this year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, from 22 to 23, yeah, since the last album drop.
Right.
That's not bad. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I did a video for one of them. I still need to do two more videos, you feel me? And a couple more. So more visuals.
I wound up in that situation too when my next project was ready to drop too.
You feel me?
I know what you mean.
So, like, I'm kind of stuck, like, right now. Also.
All right. So, is it not December 2nd if it don't drop on December 2nd?
Nah, it's still going to be the name of the album because it's still.
But I mean, like, just the even one. Even impact-wise, it doesn't change much, right?
Nah, it doesn't change anything. Actually, it doesn't change the thing because December dropped January 1st.
Right.
To be honest, first one, it dropped New Year's.
You just was saying December ain't dropping
so,
December.
Yeah, so that don't really mean nothing.
All right, then we optimistic.
But I just want to make sure I take my time, though. But the music is there. The music is done. I'm working. Of course, I got my guys on there. I got Han. I got P&D Chiz. I got a couple artists, other artists I don't really want say their name because I'm not for sure if the song
which
is going to make the cut.
Make it, right? I know what you mean.
Saying? The final cut ain't come out yet. But I know for sure that I'm supposed to work with this artist soon. I know him for a long time. You feel me? Yeah, I mean, you know Stax Ruger. You
know Stax.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? So we get this joint done. He definitely going to make the album. You feel me?
I heard that.
So
what makes you feel like that's definitely going on the album? You ain't heard it yet.
Because the anticipation for this genre, you feel me? We got mutual people that want this record, actually. And it's like, I've just been seeing them a lot.
That's a bullshit answer.
Not,
it got to be fire to make the project.
Oh, yeah. Well,
how do you know it's
going to
be fire?
Well, because of who it is.
Exactly.
It's me and him.
That's what I wanted.
Like,
that's what I
and
wanted.
And it's like, I've known him for over 20 years, so when we do this joint and there's anticipation for the record of how it's building.
That's on the back end, right?
Yeah, that's the back end.
Right.
Because he's been doing it professionally for way longer than me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though we've been rapping around the same time and doing it, but he's been taking it seriously.
It's different, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he pushing his needle. And, we had countless conversations like, yo, I just told this nigga, like, yo, I'm fucking with your shit. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm not taking it personal. So we good. Go ahead.
What?
How many times we talked about getting the booth? It's cool. Stax Ruger been longer than me. We
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. Our joint was like that for a minute. Like, man, I pulled up only one day, and I was about to say, yo, man, we need to do a record. And he kind of took the words. I guess he knew I was about to say that. He was like, bro, I know. We need to do a joint, bro. We're going to do it, John. You feel me?
No, that means it's going to be fine.
We already know. That was a while ago. So since then, it's like.
You heard anything that you want to hear him on? Like, you got some beats that you like?
Oh, yeah. I got the song. That's what I'm saying. We just
got the record.
It's there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. When it get done, if we make the cut and we do everything, it's going to get on the. It's going to be on the second.
He said, if it get done, it's going to make the cut. For sure. Say if it makes the cut, he said it's going to make the cut. That's how this whole line of questions.
You know what I'm saying? Real rap, though. That's definitely a good joint. I definitely got Chiz and Hand on the joint a couple times. I think Chiz on there twice. Mm-hmm. Z on Corner Boys, and we doing the Saiyans. So you on there twice. You feel me? I'm giving away a lot of shit right now. Feel me? But stay tuned for that joint.
The relationship with you and Charlie.
Uh-huh.
What does that do for your growth as a person, for you as a homie, as a brother?
It's a lot, bro. It's everything. You know what I'm saying? Dope. In a sense. You feel me?
Dope.
Man, that man helped me with everything, every step of the way.
Dope.
You feel me? That's my fucking guy. You feel me? Like, teaching you everything on the business side, all the shit behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? The computer work, the getting everything, I mean, it's other people, too. It's not just him. And now I'm thinking about it, you feel me?
Shout out some more people.
You know what I'm saying? My man, Nosh, you know what I'm saying? Lenny Nosh, I don't know if you know him. You feel me?
I know who he is.
Yeah, that's my guy. He put me on a lot of game on the business side. He put me in a lot of right directions, you feel me? So, yeah. I mean, mainly them two, to be honest.
That's fly.
And Hand do a lot of this shit behind the doors that motherfuckers don't know.
I can't remember the last time I've been around you and you ain't shouted out Hand. You got like five shout outs this interview. Hand is in the mix.
You know what I'm saying? I talk to Chiz and Hand every day. You know what I'm saying? That's talk a lot. So, they my guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, where do people follow you at? Find all your stuff at? Keep up with you? You know what I mean?
The number 4ORD. I'm on Instagram.
I was talking. Start from the top.
HOMI, the number 4ORD. That's on Instagram. But then everywhere else, all streaming platforms, HOMIFORD. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the 4.
That part, man.
Yeah, man.
Yo, man.
Yo, it's always love, man. It's always been. Look, I just finished my joint. All I got is a little says left, just a little shot.
I'll sit with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny as shit.
Been love, man. Real rap, man. I always appreciate you having me on the show, man.
Nah, man.
I needed this joint, man. It's all love, man. I need to come get my own joint.
No, we had some fun. And the crazy thing is, the last joint was fly, but I ain't get enough energy out of you. And I'm like, I got to bring my boy back.
Yeah.
So now you came back.
That was my man Chuck interview. You feel me?
I can dig it. But at the same time, you know, you my guy too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's all love, man. I appreciate it.
And maybe one Monday. Maybe one Monday you'll pull up for a live stream and we could talk some shit, go over some current events.
Oh, yeah, we could definitely do that.
It ain't got to be all about you. We could just do us.
Nah,
you
know what I mean? Rap, bro. Yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah, so.
Definitely look out for the album December 2nd. You know what I'm saying? I got videos coming. Corner Boys out now. Taboo out right now. Without You right now. Go stream all of that. That's all out right now. All of them fire. You feel me? My man Chiz is. He on Without You. He featured on there. So, yeah. And Hand is on Corner Boys.
You know what I mean?
We running that joint. So, we running them joints up. Running them streams up on there. You feel me? The songs is fire. You know what I'm saying? Everything is killer. You know what I'm coming through. You know what I'm saying? The Homster. HOMIFORD. Came with a ladder like I'm Jeff Hardy.
On that note, yo. Like I said, man, if y'all paying attention to somebody I'm excited about, definitely the homie. Definitely been sipping with Sam even here on drink.
Now I'm getting hot.
But it's over for y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. See y'all next week. Tap into the live on Mondays. Once again, shout out to my sponsor, Rich Jules. This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Fly, only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Get down on the ground. 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 Down, get.
Do you wanna ride with Sam? song.